This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root in the house. Welcome to the show. Thank God it's Friday. As much as I love doing the show, I need a break once in a while. But it's not really a break, because I'll be working on my book all day tomorrow. But at least it's different. It's something different. And I don't have to talk. I can shut my mouth. I can rest my vocals for a weekend. And I can just write and write and write, because my book is due on Labor Day weekend. 60,000 words are due on Labor Day weekend, and hopefully I'm right on target. All right, another great day in Trump land. Great things going on. You know, the media are such a bunch of liars. Have you seen the polls? Trump is riding high. I mean, riding fabulously high. And yet, if you look at the media headlines, we're about to get killed. The Hill has a headline out. Republicans could lose, in a worst-case scenario, as many as 72 House seats. But most likely, they won't even be anywhere close to that. That's the second sentence. But nobody reads that. They only read the headline. Oh, we're going to lose 72 seats. Well, the Democrats have proven insane and violent and nutty and want to murder us and want to rape Trump's children. And they're nominating transsexuals, and we're going to lose 72 seats. Okay. That's the same media that said Trump had no chance to beat Hillary. And for months and months, I said, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. And I was scared to death because I could have looked like the biggest idiot that ever lived. And, of course, I looked smart, and they looked like the biggest idiots that ever lived. But they'd never admit it. They cover up it. If I had lost, if Trump had lost, that would have been the end of my career. You'd never hear from me again because the media would have laughed at me and said I'm a loser. But they're the losers, and they've covered it up, and they make believe it never happened. And now they're doing it all over again. They're lying. They're cheating. They're committing fraud. And they're telling you complete, utter fairy tales. I don't doubt we're going to lose a seat or two, but we're going to retain our House lead. We're going to add a bunch of seats in the Senate. You'll notice even they're not saying a word about the Senate because they're going to lose seats in the Senate. They're defending many more than us, and they're defending many seats in Republican states that went for Trump. So they're going to lose 3 to 6 Senate seats, and we're going to have a nice majority in the Senate. The question is, what's going to happen in the House? I'll tell you what isn't going to happen. We're not losing 72 seats. Bunch of liars. All right, my commentary is coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called Democrats Have Become a Danger to All of Us. Democrats Have Become a Danger to All of Us. What a week for Trump and conservative businessmen like me. Things just keep getting better. Pinch me. Here's a sum up of the week. GDP is flying. Black unemployment is lowest in history. Hispanic unemployment is lowest in history. Female unemployment is lowest in 65 years. Youth unemployment is lowest in 50 years. The Small Business Optimism Index is the second highest in history. In the history of America, it was only beaten by a measly one-tenth of a point once. In 1983, when Reagan was president, we were experiencing the greatest economic boom in world history. Small business owners like me love Trump, just like we love Reagan. To put it in simple terms, Trump is great for business. On Thursday, the Dow was up over 390 points, the biggest jump since April, then up another 110 today. Why? Because every expert now believes President Trump has won the trade war versus China. The Chinese economy is melting down because of Trump's bold tariffs. So China's come begging back to the trade table. Clearly, Trump and the USA now have the upper hand. July retail sales exploded. Productivity soared. Manufacturing is booming. All of this points to lower inflation and big wage gains. Trump has created the Goldilocks economy. It's just perfect. And what have the Democrats produced versus all of that in the last few days? What are their achievements? They've banned plastic straws in California. Congratulations! Ding, 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 ding! We have a winner! Well, actually, they did a few other things, too. All of them bad or bizarre. Democrats also made sure 27,000 convicts can vote in New York. Yes, murderers and rapists can now cancel out your vote and mine. And the liberal Colorado Civil Rights Commission decided to destroy the same Christian Baker again after he won his case in the U.S. Supreme Court, this time to try to drive him out of business for not baking a cake celebrating transgender transition. Don't forget, Democrats also nominated a transgender person as their candidate for governor of Vermont, the first time in the history of America. How exciting. The problem came when they asked her to define socialism. If you do call her, I don't know what you call it. You call it her, him, it, I don't know. The exact quote from a person who wants to become the governor of a state of the United States of America. This is the quote. When asked, how do you define socialism? I'm not sure I even know what socialism is. So I don't have the background to answer that question. Oh, my God. Can you spell bizarre? That's quite a week for Democrats. If I was a Democrat, I'd call the FBI and request the witness protection program. Trump is now at 50% approval at Rasmussen, the proven most accurate poll of the 2016 election. 50% is far higher than Trump was on Election Day and far higher than Obama at the same time of his presidency. But there's another key indicator. Something remarkable is happening. I could see and feel a sea change in American politics. Rasmussen has Trump at 36% approval among black Americans. That's an amazing 19 points higher than a year ago. How big is this development? Well, in the last 10 presidential elections, not the last 10 years, the last 10 presidential elections, that's 40 years, the high water mark for GOP candidates was 12% of the black vote by Bob Dole. If Trump wins even 20% of the black vote, he's a lock for a landslide reelection. If he wins 25%, it's a generational tsunami. 30% or higher means the GOP will dominate American politics for decades to come. Democrats aren't stupid. Maybe slightly insane at this point, but not stupid. They can see and feel what's happening. They're petrified. The result is they're getting sloppy. They're on tilt. They're saying things that no politician would ever say, even if they think it. Enter New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He said in a speech earlier this week, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great in the first place." Truth. The Democratic Party is now the party of people who hate and denigrate America. People who believe transsexual cakes are more important than a thriving U.S. economy or jobs for the middle class. People who believe plastic straws are the enemy. People who believe what's wrong with America can best be solved with transsexual governors in charge and more convicts voting. Democrats have become a danger to all of us. My commentary in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, the biggest audience of the week, of course, is always in your Sunday newspaper, and I get so many comments from people who read that Sunday column. I just went to lunch today. I had a very important business lunch today. A friend of a friend mentioned to his friend that he's friends with Wayne Root. And the friend said, "What? You're friends with Wayne? Oh, my God, I've got to meet him. He's my hero." So my friend, who is a very successful businessman in the United States of America, but also in Las Vegas, I did him a favor and I said, "Let's go. Let's go to lunch. I want to meet this guy." He wants to meet me. He's a huge fan. Okay, I'll do it. I don't have time, but I'll do it. I did it. I get there. He's a huge fan. He's tickled pink that he's able to buy me lunch. And then a woman comes over. She's his wife. She's eating at a different table. She says, you're my hero. I'm your biggest fan." And then another person comes over. "You're my hero. I'm your biggest fan." And then as we're leaving the restaurant, the fancy rich guy that wanted to meet me, he's talking to someone. And I said, "Oh, is this the owner of the restaurant?" "Yes." And I said, "Hi, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Wayne Root." And she goes, "What? You're Wayne Allen Root? The Wayne Allen Root?" I said, "Yeah." And I was a little scared because her mouth was open. She was doing that exaggerated mouth open thing. And I thought either she loves me or hates me. I don't know which one. Maybe she's going to slap me in the face. And she says, "Oh, my God, I live and die for your columns in the Las Vegas newspaper. Oh, my God, I listen to your radio show. Oh, my God, thank you for everything you're doing for America. Here's my card. Come in the restaurant anytime at all. Oh, my God." Let me tell you something. It's becoming pretty clear to me that the average person is a Republican. The average person, all these people that came up to me, are Americans. They're not foreigners. They're not illegal aliens. They love America. They're not like Andrew Cuomo. Anyone who says America was never great is never going to come up to Wayne Root and say, "Oh, my God, you're my hero." The people who come up to me, I'm building a name with people who live in America, who are born in America, who love America, who want to stay here forever. If you don't love it, get the hell out. What are you doing here? Why are you here? Remember under Nixon we had construction workers who always taunted the liberals, "Get the hell out of America. Love it or leave it." Why don't we bring that up again? Love it or leave it. Liberals should leave America. Why are you here? Why do you want to change it? Why are you in a country you don't believe is great or ever was great? Just leave. Go back to wherever you came from or go back to a new country. Go make a living in Europe or Latin America or Africa or Soviet Union, you know? Maybe you could turn Russia back into the Communist Soviet Union. Maybe you could turn China back to the People's Republic, Communist Republic of China. Because obviously if you went there, you wouldn't be happy because those are capitalist nations now too. But the average person is on my team and the average person is on Trump's team. It's become overwhelming lately. I can't even go anywhere without people stopping me. It's hard to eat. But the media is with the foreigners. The media is with the illegals. The media is with the transsexuals. The media is with all the strange, weird people in the world who have a chip on their shoulder, don't like America for whatever reason. New study is out, Media Research Center. The news bias against Trump is even worse than we thought. The networks obsessively covered Trump like a national crisis, and a stunning 91% of summer coverage was negative. Well, that's the headline. It's worse than we thought. It's not worse than I thought. That's exactly what I knew. From the day Trump's been president, it's been 90, 91, 92, 93% negative. But not just any negative. Negative like he's cancer. Negative like, oh my God, from now on, if you have cancer, it should be you have Trump. Right? If you're dying, if they're going to take off a body part, you have cancer of that body part, it's Trump of that body part. That's how the media talks about Trump. He's cancer, he's death, he's the devil, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, he's the KKK. And he's 50% approval rating. A miracle. Far higher than Obama. Far higher than the day he was elected. And the people are with him. And Republicans are with him in numbers no one's ever seen before. 90% of Republicans love Donald Trump. Well, the media is 91% incredibly negative towards him. It's really a miracle. And the reason why is simple. It's the economy. When we get back, I'll tell you, Trump's boom has sparked a record-breaking backlog of big rigs. They have all these trucks with goods in the back and no one to drive them. There aren't even enough employees to drive the big rigs. The economy's booming that big. Thank you, President Trump. God bless you. MAGA. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Are you... Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I don't know if you saw the latest news, but Lake Mead, which is the reservoir that holds all the water for the state of Nevada, for basically Las Vegas, for 2 million residents of Las Vegas, is running very low and could be an emergency state by 2020. And I've heard this stuff before, so I never get too upset over it. I never get too excited. They say it because everyone in government is an environmentalist. Everyone in government is a global warming moron. And everyone in government wants to get you hysterical 24 hours a day. It's like the mayors that go, a blizzard is on the way, run for your life. And then nothing happens. Not an inch of snow. And it's happened many times. Chris Christie was known for doing that quite a few times. Why? Because they want to feel important. They want to feel omnipotent. If the government official warns you, oh, he's the most important man in the world, you're just a little peon that lives in that town. He's the important man telling you, get ready, button down the hatches, the world is ending. I'm the king of the world. I've got politicians' numbers. They're all corrupt. They're all liars. And they all suffer from puny you-know-what syndrome. And so to make up for it, you know, rich guys to make up for it buy a Ferrari. Politicians to make up for it have to make everything the most hysterical thing in the whole world. So is there really a shortage? I don't know, but I'll tell you how I'd solve it. I've got an idea. I just came up with it literally in the break as I was talking to Chris, my board op, about Lake Mead being low, the announcement today. I came up with the idea right now. Here's the idea. Doesn't Trump think we have to build a wall? And doesn't it cost about $20 billion to build a wall? And so doesn't he say we're going to get it from Mexico and Mexico doesn't want to pay it? So there's an easy way to take it from Mexico. Just stop all the water. They get a certain percentage of the water from the Colorado River. And that water is necessary for both Arizona and Nevada. So just cut Mexico off on the knees, bring a value to that water. Let's say that water is worth $20 billion a year. You're not getting it anymore. We're keeping it. We're going to keep it all for Lake Mead, and we're going to use it for Arizona and Nevada. And that's $20 billion right there, and we're keeping it. From now on, good luck. We don't need to negotiate with you, and you don't need to give us any money. No money needs to change hands. We're keeping the water. There's no more agreement on the Colorado River. I think that's a brilliant way to get back the $20 billion and more. What if it's worth $20 billion a year? Great. It's ours now. You can't have the Colorado River. It belongs to us. It starts in America. We're in control of it. Build a dam. Don't let the Mexicans have any of it. We keep it all. We're in great shape. No water shortage. Case over. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I'm sure there's someone out there that will have some sort of scientific reason why you can't do that, but I think you can. Your relentless warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, I'm American-made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans taxes and welcomes guns. My kind of state. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio, being among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, an ounce of pure silver, direct from the U.S. Mint, call 800-780-9000. It's free to you, free to your kids. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere at any time. 833-WAR-TALK. Anytime during the show, I'll take your call. If I see you up there, we got a spare moment. 833-WAR-TALK, because I love talking to you. You know, our third hour is the big one, where they're lined up the entire show from every state in the country. And what's really cool and fascinating, and I'm honored and I'm proud, is in the last few days, you'll notice quite a few black women, Hispanic women, black men have called. They're conservatives now. Trump is converting them. Trump and Root. We're both doing our jobs. Converting. Black, Hispanic. It's all changing. I'm telling you, there's a sea change going on, as I said in my my commentary slash column for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. Big change. Blacks and Hispanics are moving to the Republican Party. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, I mentioned before the break, I was going to talk about the economy. The Trump boom sparks a record-breaking backlog of big rigs. Thanks to strained manufacturing supply chains and a booming economy, an unprecedented run of orders for new big rigs has nearly doubled the backlog at truck factories to 9 months. 9 months. North American freight haulers ordered over 300,000 Class A trucks through July of this year and are on track to order a record 450,000 of the heavy-duty haulers for the full year. The surge in demand will be the largest since 2004. Meanwhile, the typical backlog is around 5 months for truck industry manufacturers, the longest wait since 2006 when truckers stocked up on vehicles before harsh new environmental regulations kicked in. But it's bigger now, man. Big time. Big time, big time. It's a nine-month wait to get your rig. And that's because there are no new environmental regulations. No one's rushing to buy a truck in front of them. It's just a booming Trump economy. They can't even find the drivers or the jobs quick enough. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, MAGA.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War Now!
You USA Radio News.
Today, before boarding Marine One in Washington, D.C., President Trump took a few questions from the media. He was asked about pulling former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that. I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees, including their committee? So he had a chance to report. He never did.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is not a fan of President Trump calling for a boycott of Harley-Davidson. He joined Fox Business to explain why.
Well, I want Harley-Davidson to succeed. I'm a Harley rider myself. I'll be out in a few weeks for the 115th anniversary. I've got a 100th anniversary Road King myself. So I want Harley-Davidson to succeed here in Wisconsin. I don't want a boycott.
Walker did say he has had conversations with the White House. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. All of you who have listened for the last 2 years know that my health insurance went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month with Aetna because of Obamacare. And then I shifted to Liberty Health Share, and they became the sponsor of the show, and everything worked out wonderful, and we all danced into the future holding hands and singing Kumbaya. It was really good. It worked out great. I think I'm paying like $465 a month or $467 a month instead of $2,000. It saved me $18,000 last year, and it's going to save me $18,000 this year. How many of you could use an extra $36,000 in your bank? Thank you, Liberty Health Share. You're fantastic. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. You should do it right now. I've got my kids' health care in the hands of Liberty Health Share. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. There's no choice. Who's going to spend $2,000 a month and they don't cover anything anymore? 855-58-LIBERTY. It's a Christian health sharing organization. Much better than health insurance. Good choice. Follow them online at libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thanks for sponsoring the show. All right, we have a great guest on because I'm a huge NFL football fan my entire life. And it saddens me, it sickens me that there are still players out there. It sickened me last year. I only watched the whole year like 8 games and even parts of 8 games. I didn't even watch the whole game. I just couldn't watch anymore. All the joy was taken away from me. And I was all ready to enjoy it this year. And these just a few recalcitrant, ignoramuses is probably the best word to put it, because they just don't even understand. Protest all you want. I disagree with what you're protesting about. I love cops. I think cops are great. I don't think cops are killing people because they're black. That's ridiculous. I don't think black people are suffering anything in this country because we have bad cops. I think cops fight every day to keep black people safe in very bad neighborhoods. But even if you do believe that cops are bad to black people, if you really believe that, go protest somewhere else, not during my national anthem and not during a game I bought a ticket for. And I'm sure you're going to find out this gentleman believes the same thing. His name is Rod Skirvin. I saw his article and his name in the paper. He's the vice president of the Broward County Police Benevolent Association. So he's basically the head of the police union in Broward County, Miami, Florida. And the Dolphins players were taking the knee, a few of them. And he stood up. He took a stand, and I really appreciate it. Hey, Rod, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So I assume you agree with me, right? I mean, I love cops, and I think cops are great. And I don't think cops wake up in the morning and go, gee, I'm going to go hurt someone because they're black today. But even if you believe that, which I think is ludicrous, and studies prove it's not true, but even if you believe that, then okay, knock yourself out. We have free speech in America. Go protest somewhere else outside the stadium, but don't do it during the game, and don't do it during my national anthem. That's all.
Clearly, I agree with you on that topic. I want to make it perfectly clear to every time I talk about this that we fully support people's right in America to peacefully protest. A lot of problems have gotten solved in America. It's what America's made of, but not during the national anthem. I'm a veteran myself, almost 30 years of law enforcement. A lot of our members are current or past veterans, and this is just extremely offensive to us.
Well, first of all, I got to say to Rod Skirvin, thank you for your service to the country as a veteran, and thank you for your service to the country in law enforcement, because we understand.
I appreciate that.
You know, I said a minute ago that there's no cop in America that wakes up and goes, gee, I'm going to go shoot someone today because they're black. Well, I also don't think they wake up in the morning and go, gee, I want to get shot today myself. And unfortunately, it's a part of being a police officer. You can get shot today. It's the only profession I know of where when you leave for work, you may not come home that night. And I don't know how people don't appreciate that. You guys have the toughest jobs in the world, and we love you and appreciate you. I stand with the thin blue line. I just wanted you to understand that.
Well, I appreciate that. Almost 100 cops in America, law enforcement, have died in the line of duty already this year, and that number grows every day. So there's something to be said about somebody that will lay down their life for somebody they don't know, will run toward gunfire instead of away from it. And we just think these protests continue to build distrust and animosity in certain communities against police officers when we're out there trying to fix that, and we're trying to be part of the solutions and not the problems.
All right, so I had you on the show because we're talking to Rod Skirvin, Vice President, Broward County Police Benevolent Association. And Rod, you were in the news because you and your union made a stand. You said that the cops in Florida should return their Miami Dolphins tickets because of the National Anthem protest. What has been the response to your call to action?
I can tell you it's been an overwhelmingly positive response, not only down here in Florida, but all across the nation. And from police unions and military groups are saying, we're not going, we're not buying NFL products, we're canceling our NFL tickets, we're not showing the games at our bars or our halls. So the response has been phenomenal.
You know who I blame this on? I don't even blame it on the players. I blame it on Roger Goodell. I call him Roger Goodell. He is so dumb and so clueless. I mean, this is the simplest thing in the world. Isn't the NBA mostly black players, and yet NBA players never kneel? And baseball has lots and lots of black players, and nobody's ever kneeled. And hockey, of course, is pretty much all white, but nobody's ever kneeled. I've never seen one kneel in soccer. He's got to get control of the players. White, black, it doesn't matter, orange, green. You're just not allowed to show disrespect to the flag or the national anthem. Why is that so difficult for Roger Goodell to understand? To lay down the law and enforce it. They make millions of dollars a year. What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, well, we agree with that. We felt the NFL has a policy on it. The players are allowed to stay in the locker room if they so wish. But if they're on the sideline, they are to stand. And the NFL is known for fining players for writing things on their cleats, wearing the wrong socks, headbands. Yet this major policy that offends thousands of Americans, they're doing nothing about when it's violated.
Have the Miami Dolphins contacted you about all of this? Have you gotten any
So I'll tell you how it started. Obviously, we were upset last year. We just did a word of mouth, hey, we shouldn't be going. We don't buy the merchandise. And they knew that we were upset about it. So they put out an olive branch to us, and we're going to have a first responder appreciation day. And they sent that to us, and we thought about it, and we said, you know what, we'll talk to some of the other local unions around, and it's either all or nothing. We either all go or none of us go. Well, we thought all this kneeling had been taken care of in the off season, the summer.
Right.
So we said, hey, we'll participate. If they're going to honor us, we're going to go. The kneeling's not going to happen, so let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody deserves a second chance, we feel. And so we told them, yeah, we'll come and we'll participate. And they offered free tickets or discounted tickets to the first responders that would come and VIP treatment. And we thought it was going to be a fresh start. And lo and behold, come the Dolphins preseason game, and we have players kneeling on the sideline on a Thursday night. So I wait until Friday morning. The NFL puts out a statement. Yeah, we have the policy. They're to stand if they're on the sideline. But if they don't, we're not going to punish anybody. So my response to the Dolphins was, listen, thanks, but no thanks. We're not participating. If you change your stance and either discipline people or they stop kneeling, then we will reconsider. But for now, we want everybody to return their tickets and stop buying merchandise. And we had all the local unions join in with us on that and notified them. They did reply back and said, thank you. We understand your stance on the issue. And if things change, we will recontact you.
Mm. Unbelievable. Stupid decision. Yeah. You know, it just so happens, just by pure luck, Rod, I was born and raised in New York, but I love the Dallas Cowboys since I'm 5 years old. Just living right with the Dallas Cowboys. And they happen to be the only team whose owner stuck his neck out and said, if you kneel, if you don't stand and you kneel, you cannot play that day. I will not let you play. And the only quarterback, Dak Prescott, who has said, it doesn't matter what I think, I would never do it, show my protest during the national anthem. So, I mean, I happen to have the team that, thinks politically, I guess, more like me than any other team in the NFL. But I just don't get why the Dolphins have this problem. It seems like more than any other team. That's the reason you had to respond. I haven't seen that many players do that in the preseason in any other team. Any reason why you think they're just so radical in the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, I just think it's a lack of discipline for the team, the coach, the owner has been back and forth on the issue. I just think nobody's taken a stance and given clear direction. I will tell you this, that I just had a conversation yesterday with a couple of other union officials about the Dallas Cowboys, and we are contemplating when this is all done, burning all our Miami Dolphins gear and just starting to support the Dallas Cowboys just because of the stance and how they're dealing with it.
Yeah, you know, when you just said that, I swear I got a tingle up and down my back. All the hair is standing up on the back of my back, and I felt like a tear was going to come out of my eyes, because that's a really nice thing you just said. Really nice, Rod, and I really think it's a testament. You guys are patriots. You guys are good people. You just want a team that loves America. That's all. And I love the Cowboys, but if they'd been the ones who did what the Dolphins did, and the Dolphins owner did what the Cowboys owner did, I'd be saying the exact opposite thing to you. I'd be saying, you know what, I can't be a Cowboys fan anymore. I'm going to adopt the Miami Dolphins. It just, you know, it's just a beautiful thing at that moment. As a Cowboy fan, I love what you just said, but as an American, I think it's great. And you know what? The other thing I was going to tell you, I'm going to sound like a little sour grapes here. You know, the fact that they were going to have a night just for first responders, but they were going to give you discounted tickets, you shouldn't have had to pay at all. These are billionaires, and you're cops that put your life on the line. Just one night a year or one night every 2 years, they could give you and your families free tickets. Why should you have to pay anything at all? By the way, am I wrong in saying that? Am I in left field?
Well, you know, I guess we'll leave that up for your opinion. I'm kind of probably a little biased on the issue, so I probably shouldn't speak on that. But, yeah, it is, you know, it does make you chuckle. If you sit down and think about it.
These guys put their life on the line, and I appreciate them, and I know my audience appreciates everything you guys do. Mark Wainwright down is behind the thin blue line at all times. Rod Skirvin, Vice President of Broward County Police Benevolent Association. Rod, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, if we have any scientists listening, I'd love to know if my idea is a doable idea. Meaning, the $20 billion that we believe, Trump and I believe Mexico owes us to build the wall, maybe it's even $25 billion, could we get it by stopping them from using their portion of the Colorado River? They are apportioned a certain amount of water from the Colorado River, is my understanding, along with the states of, what is it, like Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California. And we've got a water shortage in Nevada. And so perhaps the way to get back our $20 billion once we spend it on the wall is to use up their portion of the water, maybe a lot more, maybe not just $20 billion, maybe just forever more. We're not giving you your portion of the Colorado River. Is there a way to do that, accomplish that? Am I whistling Dixie here? Am I crazy? Or can you do that? I'd love to hear from someone who's scientifically oriented whether that can be done. I assume it can be. You could stop a river. You could do anything. You build a dam. That's how you stop a river. I guess there's a certain portion of water that we give to Mexico, so there must be a way to proportion it, and we don't give it to them anymore. In any case, I've had several people now send me emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Several of my fans listening to the show saying, brilliant idea, get it to Trump right away. Well, I don't know. I want to first make sure it's not a stupid idea. I want to make sure it was just off the top of my head, without knowing anything scientific. I don't know a damn thing scientific. I'm just a communicator, so I'd love to know if I'm right or not. So feel free to give us a call here, 833. I always forget the number without staring at it. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. We used to have a different number when I was just in Las Vegas, and that number always sticks in my mind. By the way, if you're listening on USA Radio, I want you to be able to watch this show on Newsmax TV. And the way to do that is to call toll-free, 844-500-6397. If you don't have Dish TV, channel 349. If you don't have... if you don't have DirecTV, channel 349, Dish TV, channel 216, if you don't watch it every day on YouTube, stream live, or you don't watch it every day through Roku, you want to watch it on your cable system, and your cable carrier does not carry it, call 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will automatically connect you instantly to your cable system for free. 844-500-6397, and you tell them, I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch. By the way, the next hour, we have a guest, Hannah Gertz, runner-up on The Apprentice, who worked for the Trump campaign and worked for Donald Trump and knows Donald Trump and knows Omarosa. and we're going to really quiz her. She knows a lot about Amorosa. She knows her very, very well. They're both Apprentice alumni, and she has a lot to say about Amorosa and Amorosa's new book. So Tana Gertz will be on our show at 5:30 the next hour. I always tell you, you know, when liberals look in the mirror, whatever they see, they're traitors. They call us traitors. They're communists. They do business with the old Soviet Union. So now they want to try and paint us as traitors who do business with Russia. It's the biggest lie ever told. And I also tell you, when they look in the mirror, they see dictators and fascists. And so they call us fascists, and they call Trump a dictator. What do you call Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? She's now banned the press from her town hall meetings. Boy, she learned pretty quick, didn't she? She isn't even elected to Congress yet. She's nominated, but she's in a total minority Democrat district, so it's guaranteed she's going to be a congressperson, and she's already banning the press from town hall events. Now, where's the transparency, darling? Where is it? I don't think there's any there, Ms. Congresswoman. What transparency? How could you ban the press? I wouldn't ban the press. I'm a conservative. I wouldn't ban you from Facebook or Twitter. I'm a conservative. You would, because you are scared to debate in the open market the ideas of the right versus the ideas of the left, because you know you will lose every time. She's the New York-based congressional nominee, poised to make history by becoming the youngest woman ever elected to the United States House of Representatives. She's come under fire for barring the media from a public town hall this past Sunday, and her defense has prompted even more head-scratching from critics. She gained national notoriety for stunning longtime Congressman Joe Crowley. She took to Twitter today to say she wanted to provide a forum for local residents to feel safe discussing sensitive issues in a threatening political time. What does that mean? Does that mean the average person in your district believes the press is going to murder them? I mean, what are you insinuating? That the media will kill them? That the media will club them over the head like Antifa? Is that what you're worried about? She says our community is 50% immigrant. Folks are victims of DV. Does that mean Department of DMV? Is that what she means? Trafficking and of personal medical issues. What the hell does that mean? This town hall was designed for residents to feel safe discussing sensitive issues in a threatening political time. We indicated previously it would be closed to the press. No, I think what it is your entire audience is communists and illegal aliens. And you don't want the press to report that. Now, the press wouldn't report it, right? Right? Would the press ever be on Wayne Root's side? Donald Trump's side? I doubt they'd report that her whole audience is a bunch of illegals and her whole audience is a bunch of communists and radical socialists. But evidently, she's worried about it. Even liberals don't want the press at their events. It's amazing. I would criticize a Republican who doesn't want the press at his or her event. You've got to be transparent and open. I don't care how disgusting the press is. I don't care if they're a lowlife like John Ralston in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't really care. You still got to let the press in your event. That's what makes America, America. You can debate the press. You can hate the press. You can embarrass them. You can say lousy things about them like Donald Trump does. But you can't ban them in the United States of America. War Now, USA Radio.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.